Hi, this is Alan McQuarrie from Grace Community Church in Brockville, Ontario, Canada, your pastor for the day. There's often great concern when we don't understand what is occurring around us. That's true when we go to the doctors or the hospital and we don't understand the diagnosis about what is happening to us. Our minds often think the worst in those situations. But when there is a clear understanding of what is happening, it alleviates all that fear. As you read through the book of Acts, you will find the Apostle Paul on his second missionary journey in chapter 17 and 18. And there he met a group of believers in the city of Thessalonica. When he wrote to them, he wanted to encourage them in the midst of their persecution. But he also answered a question about death. It is possible that they were suffering even to the point of martyrdom. But Paul wanted to assure them that there are certain things that we do know that give us absolute confidence. And so he writes this: "We do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about those who are asleep, that you may not grieve as others who have no hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, through Jesus, God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep." What a beautiful picture that the Apostle Paul paints for us. He calls the death of a believer sleep. It is a gentle place of coming into the presence of the Lord. And so what comfort that brings to us. I understand that many who are listening today have gone through that same sort of questioning or even that grief of losing a spouse or a parent or maybe even a child. And we need to be comforted like the Apostle Paul comforted those in the city of Thessalonica, where he says, "I do not want you to be uninformed." You see, the Word of God makes it very clear that when you know the Lord Jesus as your Savior, we have a heavenly home waiting for us. We are instantly translated from this sinful, corrupt world full of all the marks of sin and brought peacefully into the presence of our Savior. Jesus himself told us that. The Lord Jesus said in John 14, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. And if it were not so, I would have told you. But I go and prepare a place for you." Now just imagine how wonderful it must be to be in the presence of the Lord, the one to whom you've read about so many times, the one to whom you've prayed to on a daily basis, the one who you've even taught to children or youth, the Lord who's been always at your side. You finally come into his presence and meet your Savior who so willingly died on the cross to achieve your salvation. It must be an amazing thing to finally close our eyes on this sinful, corrupt world and have them immediately opened in the presence of the one to whom we have loved for so many years. Yes, we grieve, but in that grief we have assurance. Assurance that the Lord Jesus Christ is alive, risen, reigning, and all those who love him are enjoying the blessings of being in his presence. And someday we will be reunited with those whom we currently miss. And into that, we are told by the Apostle Paul, encourage one another with these words. I'm Alan McQuarrie, the teaching elder of Grace Community Church in Brockville, Ontario, your pastor for the day.